Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Already know, in it to win it, get it. The Hour Show in the building, baby. You already know how we get down. Indy up Saturdays, getting it in for the fit-ins once again. D Slade, Mitri D in the building. You already know it's going down on Indy up Saturday tonight. We got some great interviews for you guys tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Indy hip-hop artist Stingray is going to be in the building with us tonight. Oh, yeah. We're getting in with my man Stingray tonight, playing his hit single. Oh, yeah. It goes down. D-Slay, you said Stingray going to be in the building? Stingray going to be in the building tonight with his hit single, Fly for Life. We're going to be playing that tonight, as well as later in the show, we're going to be talking to indie R&B singer Bray is going to be in the building. We're going to be playing his new single featuring Young Jock with Drinks on Me. Oh, yeah, it goes down like that tonight with the interviews of Stingray and Bray. It goes down. Indy Up Saturday in the building. Meet you, D. Slate, your boy. You already know how we do it. And we got hits. Yeah, all the independent up-and-coming artist hits we will be playing tonight. So you best believe it goes down and it's hot, hot town. And you already know. You said D Slate. Why y'all? Why do you guys keep doing it fly like that every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday? We keep doing it like that because you already know the motto. We keep it popping. We the over red and baka of radio. We keep it popping. All you got to do is bring the butter. Bring the butter, baby. And you already know it goes down. And if you are a hip hop artist, if you're a singer, if you're a gospel artist, you want to have your music played on the show, you want to be featured on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want to get an interview in, you want us to airplay your music, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, D-Hour Show. If you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, we can do that for you as well. All you got to do is email us again, dhourshow@gmail.com for the details. We got a nice little deal going on right now, so definitely make sure you guys hit us up if you want your business or your website advertised, as well as getting your airplay and being featured on the D-Hour Radio Network. dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. I have to spell it like that because there's some individuals out there who decided they was too cool for school. So, of course, you know, they got some issues with some spelling. So, you know, Sometimes D Slate and Mitri D, we may have to spell a few words for you guys every now and then just to help you out. We're all about help.
Help.
So that's what we do.
Gotta help them out.
That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? But we getting it in tonight, NDF Saturday, with Stingray and Bray. I got my brother Mitri D. Mitri, what's good, bro?
What's good, cuz? We doing it as usual, making sure everything is all right with all the people. We're going to make them sure they learn today that, you know, this music thing that we do for them is for them, to help them to understand that there's all these young brothers and sisters with all this mad talent that's just trying to get that one big chance. You know, we don't know who listening, but we're glad everybody is listening, you know what I mean? Somebody might find out, hey, I heard them on the D-Hour show. They the bomb. So, you know, we're going to keep doing this every single chance we can.
That's real, baby. He's saying it. He's saying it so you guys can understand. And, man, and let me say some really real talk and true. And my brother Mitri, he already knows. You know, for years, man, we've always seen, you know, many independent and up-and-coming hip-hop artists or singers out there with serious talent. And I'm talking serious talent. And, you know, sometimes as a friend or as an admirer, you know, as an admirer, you would tell them, man, what, you know, why aren't you doing something with your talent? What, you know, what are you doing? Because you're extremely talented. You know, and I just want to say that was one of the reasons why the D-Hour Radio Network was formed, is to be the voice, to be the outlet, you know, for independent and up-and-coming artists, to give them an opportunity to be heard, get their music played, have some airplay. And not even just that. You know, we've branched out and become and opened up a wider scale of things. You know, also we featured and talked to artists, some of your favorite artists who you guys haven't even heard from in a long time. You didn't know what they were doing or whether or not they was making any more music. And we're getting those artists, you know, some of your favorite old school artists reacquainted with the new school. Reacquainted with the new school listeners and the new school fans, reintroducing them to the young bucks that listen to music today. So I mean, it's all about being a voice, and it's all about giving you guys something new, man, something new to listen to. You know, we're not playing songs, you know, 50 times a day and different things like that. We want to give you something new to listen to each and every time. So understand that that's where we're coming from. That's what we're all about, and we're going to keep on doing that. With that being said, before I kick off a couple of these hits, before we get my man Stingray in the building tonight, I want to bring up Mitri. I don't know if you got a chance to peep American Idol, but you know, the last week was the first week, and already, you know, they're all focusing on the whole situation between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, I can't comment or talk about, you know, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey has her own personality. Nicki Minaj has her own personality, and they're both great artists. You know, they're both competitors in this business, you know, and they're both striving to be great, you know, or even greater in this business. And they're both great artists, you know, let's not get it twisted. They're both incredible artists. But, you know, to keep focusing on the negativity between these two, I think it's just wrong. And I think that American Idol is all about showcasing this young talent, these young individuals who are trying to make their dreams come true. That's what we're focusing on. That's what the show is all about. Let's stop focusing on the situation between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj, and let's start focusing on these young folks who are trying to make their dreams come true. They're nervous as it is because they want to make it on the show. So to be focused on this whole Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey business, I mean, let's chill that out and let's focus on these youngins who are trying to make their dreams come true. I mean that's just pretty much my take on the whole thing, and I just feel like we need to focus on what the show is really all about.
See, what it is, D, they forget, American Idol has become big money. You know, when they started it, it was supposed to, yeah, we want to showcase all this talent, you know, and let the world see. But then, you know, they weren't expecting American Idol to blow up like it did. you know, it blew up so hard, they was like, wow. And now it's trying to, it's taking away from what it truly stands, because now it's big business. Because they know everybody and their mama want to get on American Idol. It's going to bring all this publicity. So now you add a little more, little animosity between these people. You got more people watching just to see what they're going to do. You know,
that's real.
You know, Mariah might jap out on Nicki one night, and Nicki might, you know, go in her thing and start, you know, going off on Mariah, because, you know, from what, you know, in the beginning, you know how they said Mariah was going to be the only female person on the show? But then
yep.
they turned around and threw, then they turned around and threw Nicki in there, and, oh, it messed the whole world up. I'm the number one. I'm the one. I've been in the business all this time. So, you know, you got to look
real.
At it that way. You know, they looking at, okay, it's big business, because the world, you know, every young kid, especially female, you know, and every, they feeling Nicki. Nicki, you know, she the joint. You know, Nicki dropped something, the world loving it. You know, all the old heads, they still familiar, you know, us, like us, you know, we grew up listening to Mariah. You know what I mean? We all grew up, you know, bumping Mariah and
That's
all
real.
That stuff. So
That's real.
Now you got all this animosity between the two, but their ratings, they know their pockets are getting laced up with the ratings. And they're not even really pushing the artists that they do let win. You know, they give them a little bone, and then they leave it alone. But
that's real.
You know, that's real. You know, it's big business. But
no
it shouldn't
doubt.
Be that
and,
way.
And like you said, that's it's big business, and that's, and you know, in America, you know, we strive on drama. We like to watch drama. You know, we like to we're excited and entertained by drama, which, you know, that's really kind of crazy when you think about it, but that's how it goes down. But we're not gonna focus on no drama tonight, cause we got no drama on Indie Up Saturday tonight. D Slate, your boy Mitri D, we in the building. It's time to play a couple of hits right now. We got a couple of hits for you. Already know we play all the indie up and coming artist hits. We're gonna be getting it in with my man Stingray in a little bit. All you gotta do is stay where you at, get your listen on, and come on back with us. Indie Up Saturday, D Slate, Mitri D. It's my man Big Win with I Made It right here on Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
If you're a survivor, put your hands in the air. Survivor, national anthem. Let's go.
I've been on the bottom, I've been on the top. I've had a little, I've had a lot. I've lost the friends, I've lost the kids. But I'm still here, nine. Picture me running the streets, and picture me living for shade. Now picture my mama, she crying. Picture me on the edge. Now picture me living so reckless. Picture I should have been dead. Picture me going to trial. Now picture me losing the case. Now picture them locking me up. Now picture my baby's face. Picture me 60 deep, and picture it could have been me. Now picture how many we lost, and picture how many ain't free. Picture me losing my life, and picture me dead and gone. Picture if this was true, you wouldn't be hearing this song. Picture me changing my life, and picture me down on the floor. Now picture me on my knees, now picture me thanking the Lord.
I've been on the bottom, I've been on the top. I've had a little, I've had a lot. I've lost the friends, I've lost the kids. But I'm still here, nine.
Success is around the corner, not waiting.
survivor. Put your hands in the air. You made it. Let's go.
I've been on the fire. I've been on the top. I've been had a little. I've been had a lot. I've been lost to friends. I've been lost to kids. But I'm still here. Nine.
Already know how we do. Andy Up Saturday, D Slate, Mitri D in the building. The brothers getting in with you guys tonight, playing the hits. That was my girl Aisha Ronay with Anything You Want. Anything You Want is whatever you want is whatever we want. So what you want and we want, everybody gonna get what they want. Cause you already know. Over Red and Baca Radio, we keep it popping. Oh, you got the butter? I got the butter. All you gotta do is spread it on this pop it out, pop, pop, pop. Popping popcorn right here. We call it the DIY Radio Network. Look here, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, right now. It's our pleasure to introduce our first guest for tonight. Born on the west side of Chicago. Hometown for your boy D. Slade and Dimitri D. That's the hometown, baby. Stingray displayed his talent at a young age by performing in his hometown talent shows and experimenting with several musical instruments. Hip-hop became the choice of musical expression, and Stingray began performing in clubs around Chicago. Stingray has a sound that is rooted in the intensity and original love for hip-hop, which is then transformed into a charismatic stage performance, second to none. Stingray's determination and desire to succeed brought him to the mecca of hip-hop, New York City. He arrived in the Big Apple ready to work and has made a name for himself and brand, showcasing at popular clubs such as the Pyramid, the Remote Club, Club TYNY, and N15 Club, to name a few. Now in Atlanta, 8th Town, the buzz has expanded to the South, where he was a finalist at Who's Got the Vibe, hosted by Chicago's own hip-hop star, The Brat, which led to a special request performance from Turner Broadcast. Other performances include popular Atlanta clubs like Club Crucial, The Apache, and Throwbacks. Stingray has gained recognition for his music by receiving an award of honorable mention from the John Lennon Songwriting Contest for the song entitled I Want You. And right now, he's blowing up the scene with the new single, Fly for Life. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure. Please give a warm NDF Saturday, the hour show, welcome to the one and only, my man, Stingray.
Yeah. What up, man? You know what I mean?
Stingray.
Your boy Stingray in the building, man. What's good?
What's going on with you?
Chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, good to be on the D Hour, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, taking this ride with y'all, man.
Hey, well, you know what? It's our pleasure, man. I've heard the music, man. I've read up on you, bro, and you're definitely doing your thing. And it's my pleasure, and Dimitri D, man, it's our pleasure, bro, to welcome a fellow Chicagoan. It's our pleasure to welcome a fellow Chi-Town brother in the building.
Yes, sir.
And you already know West Side is the best side. So you already know.
You already know. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Madison and Randolph. Austin and Randolph. Austin and Lake.
There it is, baby. Hey,
K-Town. Yeah, K-Town. K-Town right down the street, man. You know what I mean?
K-Town.
You can walk there if you want. If you had to.
I
have many converts, man, from the South, man, driving way from out South, man. Once they got a hold of Remus, you know what I'm saying?
They don't even know.
Go ahead, what was you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, being in Chi-Town, we already know it's so much love out there, man. And the hip-hop game is so strong coming up out of it. We got so much talent that it came up out of Chi-Town. But you in Atlanta now, man. You in A-Town. Well, you know what's it like out there right now, man, and what it's looking like for you in A-Town right now, man? What kind of love you getting out there?
Well, I'm definitely getting a lot of love, man. I would have to say that, Atlanta's definitely the hottest market right now, you know what I mean, with everything that's going on, musically, you know what I mean. But the one thing I say about the South, man, you know, they have a lot of they have unity, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, meaning that, you know, it's not city is a little, you know what I'm saying, to me it's harder. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, people ain't easily to talk to strangers. You know what I'm saying? From my experience in New York, you know, you just don't run up on people like, yo, man, check this out. You know what I mean? It's like, huh? You know what I mean? Like, you know, but the South is not so much like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have, you know, out here, you could talk to people, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, cats like Greg Street, you know, you see them dudes, man, and they, you know, they'll talk with you. You know, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, radio personalities, you don't have that that standoffish. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just had, I would definitely say it's just, you know what I mean, seems to be more, you know, more unity, man, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, you know, I don't see that arrogance as much.
So when you went to the Mecca, man, of hip hop, man, when you went down to New York, so I take it it was a whole different type of attitude.
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, New York, big DJs in New York, you can't even get to them.
Nope, sorry.
It'd be guards and stuff like that. They have their security. You can't get to the booth. You can't talk to them. They come with security and leave with security. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
You know, they don't let you, you know, up in the booth like that. You just don't get a chance to talk to them. You have to run into them.
Definitely.
You know, I was out here, man, and the chick, Terry Vaughn, shout out to Terry Vaughn, that played on the Steve Harvey show.
Oh, no doubt. Terry Vaughn, no doubt.
Yeah, she got her place out here, you know, called the Green Actors Room, and she has events and stuff like that. Now, I walked in there, man, she was sitting there writing at the table.
Chilling.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, chilling, bro. No security, just sitting there writing at the table.
Man.
Yeah, right. That's what it is. Hey, Ray,
you should have walked up to her and said, hey, what's going on? Your SETI bear is in the building.
Man, you already know I walked up to her, you know what I'm saying? She pretty in person too, boy. She even fine in person.
Now let me ask you this, bro, because I know you know what I'm saying, you're working on the new project, you know, you're working on the new music. We got the single Fly Life, man. Tell us a little bit about the new single and tell us a little bit about the new project, man, and the inspiration going into it.
Well, the single Fly for Life is just, you know, I feel like you have to continue, artists have to continue to make, you know, music that's, you know what I'm saying, relevant. You know what I mean? You have to evolve with the music. You know what I'm saying? You know, as far as what's going on, you know, with radio and everything that's going on now, you know, back in, you know, a while back, you used to have to really be more lyrical. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was important to be as lyrical as you could be. You know what I mean? But now, you know, music is not as, it's not as demanding like that. You know what I mean? And so, you know, creating Fly for Life was just something that I wanted to create that, you know, was encouraging. You know what I mean? But then, you know, and competitive with what's going on, you know, in the industry right now on mainstream, but then still staying true to myself. You know what I mean? Within those lyrics. You know what I mean? And so that's, you know what I mean, you know, definitely where Fly for Life, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, kind of like derived and created from. But I got a, you know, EP called Rhyme Immortal, man, that's got, you know, a lot of great tracks, man, you know what I mean, that, you know, I definitely want the, you know, Midwest people and everybody worldwide to really check out tracks like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Against All Odds, Top of the World, In the End. You know what I'm saying? Great music that hasn't been heard yet. And, you know, so right now it's really just, you know what I'm saying, like just that music that's online, and we're trying to really take the single as far as it can go. It's, you know, been a pretty good look. You know,
that's real.
Good look so far.
Well, I just want to say if my girl Nikita's listening right now, you got to get me my man Stingray's EP so we can get them hits in rotation. And, definitely get them on the air, because like I said, the Fly for Life joint, man, I'm feeling it. It's hot. So, you know, I definitely want to get a hold of some of your other music, man, so we can get that in rotation as well.
Definitely.
I got my brother Mitri D in the building. Mitri, you got any questions for Stingray?
Yeah. I know, you know, you down in Atlanta, and like you say, you know, that Southern hospitality that they be giving, you know, they be showing people down there. I know it's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah,
you know, I spent a few moments down there, and I didn't want to leave, but you know, working for Uncle Sam is kind of hard. You know, they control what you do.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, for now.
Yeah, you know, and so I know we're up in New York, like you were saying, all that heart, you know, trying to get to something to the radio personalities and the other people.
Yeah.
They definitely stand off from New York all the way to Jersey, yo. You know, Philly, they stay, you know, Philly a little more lenient. They'll give you that love. But yeah, New
they're
York,
heavily
you know,
influenced by these.
Yeah.
That whole area is heavily influenced, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, because, you know, I did a little stay in Philly. I did a little stay in Camden over in New Jersey. So I know how I get down where you trying to, you know, say, walk up to somebody, be like, yo, what's going on? They give me that face like, yo, who you? Who you,
right.
son? You know, what
right.
you what
right.
you want? So,
right.
yeah, so I know how you feel on that one, fam. But,
yeah
like D said, you know, we loving the music, man, you know, and the world is really going to be, you know, excited when you get a chance to really show, you know, show them that talent from the West. You know, I know because you're picking up different styles from New York to the Midwest swing and all the way down that Southern hospitality. So your music is going to evolve in all different kind of formats, you know. And so
true,
the world is going to be, you know, good to hear you, man. So,
yeah.
You know, we're going to go on here. I know D ready to get that joint because I know you over there jumping at, you know, like, yeah, we're going to play the joint for him. We're going to play the joint for him. So,
I'm
enjoying
talking
to
you, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I definitely enjoy talking with y'all. Like I said, I mean, you know, Chicago, I think, is the next place where it's really about to explode. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I believe that hip hop is a fire. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hip hop doesn't belong to New York. It doesn't belong to anyone. You know, New York is the mecca. That's, you know, that's where God chose it to come forth. But they don't own it. Nobody owns it. You know what I'm saying? It's
that's
a fire.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
that's
it moves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, Ray? Let me ask you this, man. I definitely want to ask you this important. I got a couple more questions for you when we come back from playing a joint, but real important question I like to ask of a lot of the hip-hop artists that we have, you know, whether they mainstream or independent. You know, the whole outlook on hip-hop right now is kind of bleak. And when I say
right.
that, it's because the new music that we're hearing on the radio, a lot of times it's really hard to tell whether or not it's really truly hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
right.
hip-hop is being mixed, you know, with R&B these days and pop and all these other different genres. So a lot of times it's hard for people to really categorize whether or not a song is hip hop or whether if it's R&B or whatever the case may be. But even if it's truly hip hop and if it is a rap song, if it is a hip hop song, a lot of the old hip hop heads, they're not feeling it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? They're not feeling it.
Right.
And they have some really negative revelations about hip-hop today, you know, the new school
yeah.
artists and the type of attitude that they have going into this genre, into this business. And a lot of people not happy, man. You hear a lot of people saying, man, I really don't listen to the new stuff. I listen to the old stuff.
Yep.
So yourself as an artist coming into this game right now, how does Stingray music, how do you help change people's minds about where you're coming from and how you represent yourself in this hip hop genre?
Well, hip hop is an entity, you know what I'm saying, within itself, you know what I mean? And the way I feel about it, the fundamentals and the ingredients, you know what I'm saying, that makes it great don't change. You know what I'm saying? I had just tweeted something, you know, not too long ago. I said hip-hop didn't become what it is off the backs of thugs and gangsters. It became what it was off the backs of poets.
True.
See, a lot of people have to, you know, they, you know, for the teenagers, you know what I'm saying, you know, they, you know, if they don't study their history, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, the essence of it, then you could misrepresent it. You know what I mean? Like, what it really is. You know, and so You don't need, you know, now because of the weight, because of the lack of opportunity that has been created. You know what I mean? Now it's we listening to one thing. You know what I mean? You know, artists used to be able to make a 3-song demo. You know what I mean? Like you need to come up with money, maybe a couple thousand to make a 3-song demo. Now ain't no, you know, in the way in the world you just spend $1,000. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to do this for radio, you got to do this for marketing, you got to, people, you know what I'm saying, it's people telling artists to invest in themselves, but when have artists ever had money? Where did the
right.
term of starving artists come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if Berry Gordy said to the Temptations and everybody else, y'all got about 1,500, you know, we wouldn't be listening to what we're listening to right now. You know, people ran in places and started singing. So the reason that we in the situation that we in is not because the creativity out there, the creativity and those artists are being repressed, or oppressed and repressed. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, things like what y'all doing on the D-Hour show and these opportunities, man, it's just a great thing to be a part of it because, you know what I mean, it's, you know, the way I see it is the resurgence, reemerge, you know what I mean, of those new artists and those new sounds, and people are listening, you know.
There it is. No
you
doubt.
Know, people are listening to y'all's show. They're listening.
That's it. And you're right, man. I mean, it's and a lot of the cats that are listening right now really take heed to what my man Stingray said, because if you go in it with that type of attitude, and if you go in it wholeheartedly telling yourself, I want longevity, you know what I'm saying, in this business, man, I want to be able to say I've been in it for a long time, then you're going to survive, and you're going to persevere, and you're going to be successful, you know. So, you know, going in it with that type of attitude, man, I think speaks volumes about what kind of artist you are, man. So I definitely commend you on that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, and, right. And as people, you know, I mean, as people listen to, people that's listening to y'all show and, you know, and other shows, they could be listening to the radio now, but they're not. They're listening to y'all show. And that's because of the, you know, the new artists, you know what I'm saying, and people that are, you know, creating that kind of music that y'all, you know, support and willing to play. And that's why y'all listeners is growing, you know what I'm saying, and that's why it's growing, because people ain't listening to those other mediums like they used to, you know what I mean, and it's because of what they lacking, you know what I mean. And so, you know, the fundamentals, like I said, of music itself, it don't change. And that's the way I feel about it. Like, artists are supposed to be creative. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to, you know, music is not about being a gangster or being a thug. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what I do on the streets or whatever, that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, doesn't have nothing to do with art. Music is art. And the reality is, you know what I'm saying, they can't take it. Because some of those that have it for the moment, they misrepresent the essence. They can, you know, can't last forever.
That's real. No, that's real. And we're gonna get it in. We're gonna
hostage.
And we're gonna definitely let everybody see definitely where we are coming from with that. The Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. It's your boy D Slate, Dmitri D. We in the building right now. My man, independent hip hop artist sensation on the scene right now. My man Stingray in the building with us. We're getting ready to play his new joint, Fly for Life, right here on Indie Up Saturday. Stingray, go ahead and introduce your joint for everybody, bro.
Yo, man, everybody out there, appreciate y'all listening in, man. This is my joint, Fly for Life, on the D Hour Radio Show with D Slate and Dmitri D, man. Let's ride.
Oh, let's get it, baby. When we come back, we got more with my man Stingray. Fly for Life. Let's go.
Hey, I'ma keep it fly. I'ma keep it fly.
Naked eye.
Never.
Now you could try if you wanna burn you like a sauna.
Yeah.
Before I let you stop mine, boy, you be a goner.
No.
My swag too fresh, my flow so deaf. If you do it how I do it, then you do it with the best.
Yeah.
Rep my city to the last breath in me.
Shut it down.
I ain't running, boy. You can come get me.
Come
respecting
on.
Every hood, every city. The love of Zion Peace. with them go-getters and dough flippers. Love by them ladies, cause my swag be the illest.
Let's go.
Yo, it be the man that's making the ice shine.
Yeah.
Take a deeper look, the real diamonds in my eyes.
Woo.
Box the devil, I had to walk through hell.
Yeah.
Do it all again for my people to live well.
Live
you
well.
Been where I been? There's something to talk about. You ain't been in my shoes, you might as well shut your mouth.
Shut your
Thought
mouth.
I wouldn't make it, so haters try to count me out. I'm a boss now, so put the barrel in your mouth.
Bang.
In your face,
in
had
your
to hustle just to get about the mud. The world keeps spinning like the rims on them dubs.
Don't
Yo,
stop.
We popping bottles with the models
go.
On the gas,
go.
Full throttle,
go.
Mind deep,
go.
Aristotle,
go.
Classic art,
go.
Leonardo.
Go.
Yo, we steady sipping on Patron, talking to them boss chicks with them sundresses on.
Yeah.
Yo, pretty toes make me wanna take her home. Come and ride with me, let me show you how it's done.
Turn up.
How I was like, wow, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know how to use a
phone, use a phone like that? He's at 4 years old. This little man is going to the phone and playing it himself. I said, that's crazy, man. Don't say it to me. You know, but, you know, but it made me really think about, you know what I'm saying, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I do it for them. You know what I mean? And I just want to say, you know what I mean, even at this level or when, you know what I'm saying, you know, God willing, it's Grammys and, you know what I'm saying, however, you know, so many amount of money, you know, sometimes, you know, for people that may be, you know, of a certain age or whoever, you know what I'm saying, remember what you're doing it for, you know what I mean? And it just reminds me, you know, I'm not just doing this for myself, you know what I'm saying, for Bentleys and cars. I'm doing it for the youth, man. I'm doing it for your son, you know what I'm saying, and for her son, you know what I'm saying? Like, something they could have, something they could listen to, man. You know what I mean?
True,
something that's real
no
life,
doubt.
Too, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Let me, now, Bray, let me, I mean, Ray, let me ask you this this last question. My last question for you is, seeing where you are right now in your career, man, and the many things that you're working on and the many things that you're going to be working on, you know, where you are now from where you were before when you started in this business and you were trying to get to where you are now and make even further steps into your career. Just looking at that, man, and the things that you've gone through and the things that you've seen, you know, for these up-and-coming artists, man, so these new ones who wants to be in a business, who wants to make their dreams come true and be a great hip-hop artist, man, and really hasn't taken those necessary steps yet, what advice do you give them?
To be honest, at this stage, I would suggest any artist to get into, don't start with music, you know, if you have an ability to DJ, if you think you might, you know, could be a pretty good DJ, try to DJ, or, you know, if you're a good marketer, you know what I mean, if you're a good radio personality, you know, I would say to try to go, you know what I'm saying, to go into something kind of different so you can generate, you know what I'm saying, some income, because artists at this point, everything comes out of your pocket, left and right, you know what I mean, you know, support, you know what I mean? It's no longer a demo situation. Now you got to put a record out. And that takes money, you know what I'm saying?
That's,
you know,
real.
From production, people pulling, you know what I'm saying, money for tracks. You're paying a couple $100s or more for a track. Then you got studio time, you know, to have a singer come in, you're paying for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then you ain't even marketing.
True.
You know,
exactly.
No type of marketing. You know, you got to package that. You got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
That's real.
You know?
I mean, and that's solid advice, especially for, and man, I think that's the first time I've probably heard it like that, man, coming from an artist, you know, really telling them where to start it. I think that this is the very first time I've heard somebody interpret it like that. And I think that's great. I think that, you know, all the cats that are listening right now that want to be in the business, that's very important. What Stingray said, definitely you wanna do some things like that to help build you some revenue, but also to help network yourself. You know what I'm saying, and gain some network connections and gain some, you know, some different connections that'll help you get you where you want to be when you really start your music career. So I think that's some incredible advice. Before we go, I think we may have a A-towner in the building. You know, we may have an A-towner. We may have somebody from A-Town on the line right now. Area code 404, your last four digits, 0493. You're on Indie Up Saturday, D-Slay, Mitri D, and my man Stingray. What's your name? Where you calling from? Area code
404. This is Nikita.
I was calling in, listening.
Oh,
hey,
what's
Nikita? Going
on?
What's
going on?
All right, all right.
What's going on?
Well, thank you, Nikita. Thanks so much for calling in. And, you know, I want to thank you for definitely putting us on, my man Stingray. He got some hot music, and it's definitely going to stay in rotation, and we definitely can't wait to listen to some more of his music.
Oh, no problem. Definitely. I get it. You guys will have it. Thank you guys for having him on.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And he's getting it in, and plus he's a fellow Chi-Town brother, so, you know. He's a fellow Chi-Towner, so he in the building regardless. He in the house regardless.
Yep, yep.
Okay,
I definitely need y'all, man. Definitely need that. You know what I mean? For real.
And that's what it's all about. He's a fellow West Sider. West Side the best side. So he already knows. He's in it. He in it, fam. No doubt.
Definitely need y'all, man, for that, you know, to help me get that word out.
Like I said, yo, edge of the night. What's your mind? Go ahead, sweetheart.
I'm enjoying the interview, so y'all just go ahead. I'm just listening.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Nikita. Thanks for calling in, and also thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting us. I know you you always support us at the D-Hour show at the network, and you definitely brought some incredible artists to light with us, so I want to thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Definitely appreciate that. Yep,
all
we
right.
Definitely do.
Well, now, talk with you soon, with you.
Now, Stingray, let me ask you this, bro, before we go. If anybody, you know, out there, man, want to listen to your music, bro, and they want to, you know, really just get up with you and, you know, read some, you know, just get some more information about you and what's going on with you, any shows or anything that you're doing, social and on the network and online, man, where would they be able to find you at?
The best way, man, is definitely to hit me on the online and social media. Definitely for anybody out there that, you know, wants to check through the music, if you're feeling Fly for Life, man, you know, some of the other tracks, check them out on iTunes at, you know, and just type in Stingray. And Stingray is STYNGRAY. Again, that's STYNGRAY. And if you want to catch me on Twitter, you know what I mean, it's a good way to hit me up. That's Stingray Chosen. So it's at Stingray, STYNGRAY, Chosen, CHOSEN is the Twitter. And if anybody just want to listen through some of the tracks, you can listen through some of the stuff, you know what I mean, you know, before any, you know, purchase anything, you can go to YouTube.
That's
and
real.
That's just double R Stingray 1. So RR Stingray, STYNGRAY 1.
There it is. And then I just want to say for myself, man, and also just from us, man, in the D-Hour Radio Network, man, first of all, you were a fellow hometowner, man. You were a fellow brother from the start. So as far as we're concerned, you're not a guest anymore, man. The D-Hour show is your home. This is your home now, man. You got a key, bro.
Yeah.
You welcome here. You welcome here anytime. We're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do, man. And we're definitely going to be calling everybody to check out Stingray because he's doing his thing. And your music is going to be in rotation. So guess what? You are a family member now, fam. Welcome to the D-Hour Radio Network.
Man, I appreciate that wholeheartedly, man. Like I said, man, you know, everybody listening, man, you know, the D-Hour Radio Show is taking over, man. My man D-Slay, you know what I mean? Meetri D, you know what I mean? It's your boy Stingray, man. You know, I'm rocking with these dudes for life. And we're keeping it fly
that's
for
it.
Life, you know what I'm saying? Fly
for life.
So y'all better get ready. That's right.
I'm going to keep
it
fly.
That's right. No doubt,
baby.
Man.
Now, you got any shout-outs, bro, you want to throw out there real quick?
Definitely, you know, shout out my, you know what I'm saying, my PR, you know, Nikita, So Ambitious PR, you know what I mean, she definitely doing her thing, it's great to have her on the team, she, you know, she definitely a go-getter, shout out my girl, you know, Angie, for featuring me on B-Angie B's list, her blog that she's doing, you know, shout out to her and Cali, all the, you know, connection people out in Cali, and shout out to TZ Pro, man, you know what I'm saying, he had to produce the track, Fly for Life, man, y'all definitely going to be hearing more from him, my man,
shout out to him, for real,
yeah, out of Texas, man, and then shout out to Ari Starr, you know what I'm saying, out here from Atlanta, you know, up and coming singer that actually did the hook for me and everything, man, so, you know, just wanted to, you know what I mean, appreciate y'all, man, and you know,
well, I
want to
say this too. If Ari is listening, if you have some music, Ari, you want us to, you want us to showcase some of your music as well, and you want to get it in with us as well, definitely hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com. Hit us up.
Yeah, I make sure. You know what I mean? I definitely holler at her about that and make sure. Anything I'm connected to, you know, y'all got that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
it, baby. No doubt.
Good luck.
I just want to say, man, thank you so much for joining us tonight, man. It was a blessing to have you on the show with us, man. And like I said, it's your home now, man, so you're welcome here anytime. Meet you. You got any closing comments from my man Stingray?
No, Sting, I just wanted to let you know, man, we're going to be rocking with you from here on out, fam. From here on out.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Likewise, man. You know what I mean? You know, those new cliques, man, the new cliques. It's time, you know what I mean? Some new blood
that's
coming
it.
To the game. They
new
better
blood,
get ready,
baby.
Man.
Get ready. Get ready, no doubt. And they ain't ready yet, but we're going to make sure they're ready. We're going to make sure they're ready. Well, I just want to say, Stingray, bro, you have a blessed night, man, and thank you so much for joining us tonight, man. And like I said, we gonna keep your music in rotation because that's how hot it is.
All right, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the D-Hour, man. Y'all stay up.
All right, you too, bro. Have a blessed night.
All right, peace.
That's it right there, my man, Stingray, up-and-coming hip-hop artist, getting it in, no doubt, baby. It's the fit-ins. You already know how we do it for y'all. D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D-Slate, Meetri D in the building. I got some more hits. We're going to jump off for you right now real quick when we come back. We're gonna discuss a few things. You know, I read something that cracked me up, so we're gonna talk about that in a second and in a little bit, and in about 15 or 20, we're going to be getting it in with my man, Bray. And talking with him tonight, up-and-coming R&B singer doing his thing. So we're going to be talking with him tonight as well. Keep it locked. I don't know if my brother Meechie heard this one. I'm going to play this one for him. This is my girl out of the Big Apple, out of New York. This is my girl Persia with her joint Otis Freestyle. We getting it in like that. D-Hour Show, any other Saturday. Let's go, baby.
It makes it easier to bear.
Yo, when the fuck did white girls start rapping? Bitch, you ain't me. Yo, if you can't do this shit right, don't do it at all. Cause I done broke the motherfucking mold. Yo, y'all know what the fuck that is. Perfect, baby. Play your part, your position, mine a battleship. Mississippi towing on the track, but I'ma battle it. I rattle it, I get a standing ovation. I done came to save the whole game, I'm amazing. A creation, a base in high hats. A product of the streets, red tops and black hats. I'm the synonym of great, an extraordinary rapture. White lies spin beneath, I'm on a blacklist. Mental formality, the dreamers want it out of me. I spit the kill, cause I'm the Mickey and the Mallory. The fallacies be eating, now my brain cells munching. All the white bitches in the club, fist pumping. Swear to tell the truth, even if it kill me. Charge it to the game until that motherfucker feel me. Black card Nova, female Hova. Madams don't die, we retire out of Hova. Loka got the game locked, swallowed all keys. Other shit I spit, open up the door, shot me. Any bitch feel some type of way, could come see me. That'll never happen, y'all some wondering Stevie. I'm the only white bitch spitting that shit. Now that Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Apple bottom bullshit. I am the next coming of the greatness. I ain't even know I could spit part of the lateness. Fuck Creeshawn, rather fuck be nasty. None of them hoes got the gum sticking at me. I'm the white girl mob, fuck around and get rocked. I'm a ruby, I salute and the homies are butt shots. I'm A-Town stomping, red rag mobbing. Bitch, you ain't welcome in New York or Compton. I am that red bitch worth a mention. I murder white bitches, I'm O.J. Simpson. Otis out the grave, we on the dock of the bay. And I got Frank Sinatra singing, we gon' do it my way. Say goodnight to the bag, got hello to the clip. And I got everybody screaming, person, so that bitch. I am above all the bullshit. The only white bitch out here really doing it. I ruined it. You ain't fucking with my greatness. I spit heavy metal, you ain't fucking with the stainless. Blame it on V-Nasty for trying to get at me. I leave you in the wheelchair like Drake on the ground. I'm nasty like ill, no she didn't. Cause I'm the definition of a white girl spitting.
I'm Attention all shoemisas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, Indie Up Saturday in the building. You already know how we do it, playing the hits. You just got through listening to my girl, Dawn McClain, what used to be right here on the D-Hour Show's premier Saturday show, premier indie artist show, Indie Up Saturday. D Slade, Mitri D in the building. We already getting it in. You already know. Now, before I play another joint for you guys and get my man Bray in the building, so we can get it in with our next special guest tonight, up and coming R&B artist Bray. I ran across a little article. Now, I know all the brothers going to be like, what? Are you serious? Even the ladies might be like, are you serious? Tiger Woods to ex-wife Ellen Nordgren offers $200 million prenup. You guys are like, what? What are you talking about? Golf ace Tiger Woods is trying to convince his ex to marry him again with a mega bucks prenup and an anti-cheating clause said to be worth $200 mil. The shamed sportsman, who was exposed for his serial cheating behind Ellen's back in 2009, is desperate to win her back. The magazine claims offered a $200 million prenup to the stunning Swede, as she is said to be considering the proposal, but only if he includes a $300 million anti-cheating clause. Ellen, 33, who had children, Samantha and Charlie, won a $110 million settlement when she divorced Tiger Woods. Now she is said to feel the new deal with worth more than half of Woods' $600 million worth. Would it be enough to keep him from cheating again?
Hey. That's money, G. Money make them. If you start losing a lot of money, you'll stop doing everything. Trust.
And this exclusive story I got from evangregory.com, so make sure you guys check that out. Damn. Look, and I get it, man. You know, I don't know what type of relationship he had, you know, with his ex-wife when they were married and how well it was. But I will say this again, and I still say this to this day. I truly think that growing up, Tiger wasn't the player type. You know what I mean? He wasn't the player type. You know what I'm saying? He might not even have the player look. So he might not have been getting play like that, you know, growing up, high school or whatever the case may be. So of course he becomes a famous golfer. You know, he becomes the premier name in golfing, the Michael Jordan of golf, if you will, you know. And, of course, you know, success like that brings groupies. Success brings groupies. And the groupies started getting in his face 24-7, and he didn't know how to handle it. He didn't know how to handle it. He probably never had that before, women all up in his grill like that before, and he probably didn't really know how to deal with it. He didn't know how to handle it. So his way of dealing with it was getting with them. You know?
Right.
Coming at me. Okay, cool. I mean, getting with them. I mean, that was his, you know, that was probably his way of dealing with it. And unfortunately, he was married. Now, like I said before, don't know what type of relationship he had with his ex-wife when they were together. But apparently it must have been pretty good, especially for her to be considering it. Or either that, or maybe she done spent up the $110 million already, you know, so she wants to get broke off again, because she probably thinking once a cheater, always a cheater. So she probably figured, hey, I don't know, maybe that $350 million anti-cheating clause may just possibly keep Tiger, home to where, you know, keep him at home where he's supposed to be. So maybe that might just work.
All right, cut. We might have to go real talk real quick. Now, like you said, it's a groupie thing, right? You know, I'm Tiger Woods, or in your case, I'm D. Slate. You know what I mean? You know, the world loving D. You know, hey, they loving you. And back in the day, you was who you were. And now they know, now we all grown up and everything is looking even gravier. And, you know, pockets done got laced and every, you know, pockets done got laced. So now we even looking better. You know what I mean? We shine. And so, of course they're going to come at us because everybody's out to get what they can get. That's real life. You know, if I can make the next man leave his wife or the next wife leave her husband, that's how we looking at everything. So if I could take that, get what she got, you know, what she got at home, I'm with Tiger. You know, now I'm doing Tiger and I'm getting his money. You had your time to get your money. Guess you wasn't doing what you were supposed to do. And that's how, you know, that's how everybody looking at it.
Hey, I guess the fact that she could be considerate and said, okay, I may just consider it if he adds a $350 million anti-cheating clause.
Hey,
that's 550 mil.
Yo, she thinking like you said, once a cheater, always a cheater. But see, a lot of people don't realize when you start losing money, that's big money. You know, Tiger ain't the man he used to be. So that's big money. And, hey, losing big money makes anybody want to go, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here because I'm not going to part ways with my money. That's why a lot of rich couples stay together.
If he does that and mess around and cheat and lose all that money, we're going to start calling him Kitty Cat Woods because, he going to be just as broke. So
okay.
So hopefully he think real hard for that. You know, think real hard on that. We're gonna play some hits, some more hits real quick. Hopefully we'll get our brother Bray in the building with us tonight so we can get it in with him. Big shout out right now to my man Jet Chronicle. Grind Hard Radio, baby. You better grind or die. If you don't grind hard, you don't grind right. You better slap yourself. Jet Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio. Big shout to my brother over there at Grind Hard Radio, no doubt. It's time to get it in with some more hits for real quick. And hopefully when we get back, we'll be getting it in with my man Bray and talking with him about his music and everything he's working on. Indie Up Saturday, D-State, Mitri D. It's Camp Bonkers featuring Cool G Rap. We get it in right here on Indie Up Saturday.
Yeah, it's KGR, can't be Connecticut to NYC, nigga. Every thug across America, y'all gotta fuck with us, baby. It's that real genuine street shit, that gutter shit, you feel me?
I'm moving at a fast pace, y'all still in last place. Wrong words to me, you could end up with a slash face. If up front you have my case straight, or I'll catch you in your shorty lifting straight eight and turn into a hell date. Dub 4-7, I'm grinding for the love of the diamonds. I don't play every day, my money be climbing. You try to stop me and my dungeons from shining, and it's more than a threat, you and that whore get wet.
Yep.
My lifestyle is far from boring, I'm hopping out of cars and foreign, smoking haze out of jars with the hairs is orange. Duke, I got spots clicking. The youngins that's on the strip, that's for me they pitching. My flow pass hot and sizzling. Damn right on the block, I get it in. I'ma talk to the boss type dude. Fuck the middleman. It ain't a fair world that we living in. So
we get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
In the booth, we be making it hot.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
On different blocks, we be setting up shots.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
It don't make sense if you ain't talking about no cash.
We get it in, we get it in, we get it
can't
in.
Can't be a Coochie Rap, got the streets on smash.
Known things is real, blade in the grill. Got beef with us empty the steel. Swallowed all my children. You kissing us still after big bucks, more than a mil. Yeah, 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 O.J. Simpson, Buffalo Bill. We know how to end L, Bundy and D.L. This can't be
my nigga. Vest can't protect your wig. How tips up, open your lid. I don't care where you live, I don't care if you get that bid. Stressed out, man, after the bread. Put my thoughts on paper, get them out of my head. You can't rap, save your breath, forget what you said. This life after death, still hearing you big. They can't touch me, but I know they feeling the kid. Won't rest till I'm on top, getting it in. Or get shot by the pigs, brains out of my head.
We get it in, we get it in, we get it in. In the booth, we be making it hot.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
On different blocks, we be setting up shop.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
It don't make sense if you ain't talking about no cash.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
Can't be a Coogee rap, got the streets on smash. Baby part is KGR,
know it.
In back of the car, face covered with the scar.
Yeah.
Known for doing dirt, shirt covering the scar.
Nope.
Team get it in this bitch, we go hard, nigga. 4-4 and the 50 caliber so large.
Crying.
Speak, then I'm turning your face to smoke lard. I orchestrate hits, call him G Mozart.
Niggas
rap Beethoven,
Beethoven.
2008 Omen, nigga had the house of K flowing.
Flowing, nigga.
Jake caught a whiff, had the lounge and lay lowing.
Yeah.
Mansion on the hilltop with brown face Dobermans. Kiss every round in the 8 before I load them in. Every time I skate, the wheels on a rover spin.
Right.
Only feel safe with steel in the clothing.
You know
young buck gunners and deals with the older men.
Yeah.
Can't be Duke, thieves are the soldier men.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
In the booth, we be making it hot.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
On different blocks, we be setting up shop.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it in.
It don't make sense if you ain't talking about no cash.
Get it in, we get it in, we get it
yeah,
in.
Can't be a Coogee rap, got the streets on smash.
Another.
Yes, indeed. You already know it's the way you are digging you. That was the lovely ladies and chick Bang Theory with digging you right here. Indie Up Saturday, D Hour Radio Network getting it in. D Slate, Mitri D, the brothers is in the building playing in all the indie up and coming artists hits. You already know how we do it, getting it in for the fit ins, no doubt tonight. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and introduce our next special guest for tonight. Bree is an accomplished vocalist and songwriter. His deep respect and appreciation for soul music is displayed when he fuses today's pop music style with the soulful sounds of the 60s, a style and era referred to as Red Bone Soul. In acknowledgement of his skills, Bree gives tribute to his influences such as Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Ronald Isley, and Michael Jackson, the greats. Bree graces his audiences with intoxicating doses of R&B vocals. He illuminates with devotion and conviction, and his love for music is revealed with every performance. The crowd remembers who he is long after he's left the stage, as he gives his all each and every time he performs. Ladies and gentlemen, please, without further ado, give a warm Indie Up Saturday D Hour Show welcome to the one and only Bree. Hello? Bree, what's good, bro? Mitri D?
Yo, I'm here.
Right, let me see what's going on there. Get my man Bree in the building. Bree, what's good, bro? Okay, maybe we're having a little issue with trying to get my man Bree in the building. Bree, you in the building with us? Well, maybe we're going to try to get him back in. You know, sometimes... We tend to have it on mute, or, you know, sometimes the cellies like to act up on us, you know, so hopefully he'll call back and we'll be able to get it in with him. Bree, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? I lost you.
What's good, man? First and foremost, man, I want to say, thank you for joining us on the show. We had a little technical problem, but we back, man. And, you know, that's how we keep it real on the D-Hour Network. But I want to thank you for joining us tonight, man. It's an honor to have you on the show. I love your music, man. You got some hits.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's definitely a pleasure. And to get it in, man, I want to definitely start, man, and just go into, saying that for all the new fans, that all over that are listening right now, man, go ahead and reintroduce yourself to them and tell them where you're from.
My name is Bree. You know, I go by the name Mr. Redbone Soul. From Boston, Mass, Cambridge, Mass. I've been doing my thing for a while. Just released a joint with me and Young Jock. I'm really excited on Bronx Bridge, you know, Fontana Distribution, so... You know, it's looking real good.
Well, you being from Boston, I'm gonna take it you a Patriots fan.
You already know.
I apologize for that. I know you're a Patriots fan. I'm so sorry about what's gonna go down this weekend between the Ravens. I just want to apologize to you, Bree, because Ray Lewis, this is last season, bro, so he ain't trying to go out. You know what I'm saying?
That's why his party's at my house, his retirement party. That's why it's at my house.
Yeah, that's real, though, man. No, that's real, though, man. It's going to be a good one. I definitely can't wait to peep that. Definitely welcome to you, man, and trust me, the new joint Drinks on Me, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be giving you guys a premiere of that tonight with Bree featuring Young Jock. It's hot, trust me. When we play it, you guys are going to be feeling it. But I want to just go into, man, tell us about the new project, man, the new music that you're working on, man. What's the inspiration going into it?
Well, the inspiration really is just, you know, I've been here and there, you know, in the city of Boston. You know, I linked up with like a few, you know, little labels around the way, but, you know, it wasn't enough push, you know. And then I ran into my man, Chris Brown, who owns Bronx Bridge, and he was like, yo, I want to sign you to my label. So he signed me to his label. We was in the studio. I mean, we've been everywhere recording the album. I got Little Mo on the album. I got Brian from Day 26 on the album. It's looking real, you know, real good.
No doubt. Well, like I said, man, I've listened to the new joint, man, and it's hot, man. I definitely can't wait to everybody check it out. So definitely can't wait to everybody peep that. Let me ask you this, and I definitely like to ask this of all the you know, the singers, man, and the R&B artists we usually have on the show. You know, right now, the atmosphere for R&B right now, man, is, you know, some people are saying, you know, we need to bring real R&B back, and the type of music that we're listening to today, you know, just doesn't have that same feel, you know, doesn't have that same flair and that same personality that it had, you know, back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and, you know, just that golden era of music. You know, it's just we don't really have it like that anymore. And a lot of people not feeling a lot of the new music, man, that they're hearing these days. You know, definitely as a new artist coming into this music business, man, and introducing your wonderful music into this industry. You know, how do you help change, you know, the minds, you know, of the doubters of the new music era to say, hey, you know, this is what I have to offer. And, you know, please try not to stereotype me, you know, with the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I get in this argument all the time with people. You know, me, I'm very saddened by where music has gone, especially for the radio. You're right. No, you know, the music now has no feeling, no soul. It's like everybody wants to go to the club and party. But what about the time where you actually felt something? You know,
exactly.
A good song that, you know, lasts forever. That's what I'm into, like making that music that's timeless, not just for you to like it for a week. You know, I want somebody to like my music, you know, 5 years from now and be like, yeah, I can still feel that, you know. It's just amazing to me that, you know, these guys on the radio, when you hear them live, you can't, they just don't sound good, you know, and I believe when it comes to real R&B, you can't fake how you sound.
You just can't fake how you sound.
And I'm one to say, like, what you hear from me is what you're going to get live. I'm not a studio artist. I know a lot are. And, you know, that's their thing. But when it comes to live shows, who wants to see them? 12 years and under? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I'm not knocking them, but I just wish music would be fair to the true artists that, you know, because there's a lot of artists who just don't get any play. And I feel like, you know, such as yourself who has a show and, you know, you show love to the people who, you know, really deserve to be heard.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's amazing to me. I'm saddened by the whole thing.
Well, let me say this to you. I mean, you're right, and I think that you know, with the type of music that you're, you know, I like to say reintroducing to this young crowd, I think, you know, it helps to teach them, hey, you know, it's actually real music out there. It's real creativity out there. It's real flair. It's real R&B that you guys have been sleeping on that's actually out there, but. You know, and that's why I love having this networking, man, and giving you guys an opportunity to show the new audience and show these young kids and just show everybody that it's not gone. You know what I'm saying? Real R&B is not gone, and we're going to reintroduce it to you and bring you back to that golden era of music that we all knew and loved. So I mm-hmm. definitely I commend you on that, man, and like I said, it's definitely you guys are definitely making waves in R&B in that particular aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I have my brother, you know, Mitri D in the building with me. Mitri, you got any questions for Bree?
Yeah, Bree, you know, I'm loving the joint. So, you know, how was the vibe when you and Jock was in the studio when you guys was working on the song?
Well, it was funny because we was in Chicago, you know, and you know, we was just trying to, you know, really, I laid my plots down and it was like, yo, who should we get for the joint? And then he was like, Jock. So it was like when he showed up, man, it was crazy. You know, he came in, did his thing, and I was just like, it just brought the song to, you know, that the level where, you know, it needed it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I was just like, you know, he put that swag on it. So I was definitely proud. And, I mean, just to get the chance to work with him was incredible, you know. I mean, I'm appreciative of anybody I get to work with. Like, this is a hard game, man, and it's hard to get those right people on your joints, you know?
True.
No doubt. Now, Bree, let me ask you this, bro. Before we kick your joint off, man, how important do you think it is for new artists to know the history of the genre that they want to be a part of?
You know what's funny? The music that they're playing now, there is no history. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me,
that's real.
Like, one of my idols is, you know, Sam Cooke and you know, Michael Jackson and the newest. I mean, I'm from Boston, so all of New Edition and, you know, actually Bobby Brown is on my label, you know. So it's like, you know, I just like to bring music back to where it started from. I think if you're going to be an artist, you at least have to know where your craft came from. So you got to kind of be educated and learn from that. You know, it's a learning experience. So, you know, with I don't think there's too much creativity in the music now because every beat has the same snare, same knob. It's like every song sounds the same. And I'm just not into that. I'm trying to be the best artist that I can be. And,
exactly.
You know, I understand everybody's not going to like you, but you just keep, you know, you're not for everybody, but you just keep moving on. You know, and, you know, you would hope everybody likes you, but that's just never the case. You know, so I just say you got to know where you came from and so you know where you're headed. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And I agree, man. And definitely, I truly do hope that some of the new artists out there that, you know, that's listening and some of the new artists out there that are introducing their music to the business have that same attitude going into it, because that's what we definitely need to bring the golden era of music back. Now, you said Sam Cooke was your idol. He's also my musical idol as well. With that being said, did you get a chance to see American Idol last season?
You know what? I really didn't. You know, I try to stay away from it. Because I think I'm going to be honest, I think it's an unfair show. I just don't think that, I mean, you know, they got all these live singers on, you know what I mean? And
right.
After the show's over, you don't really hear from those live singers too much. It turns out to be the same thing on the radio, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you're promoting something that you're not promoting. So I like American Idol. I like what they're doing to give people a chance. But at the same time, I don't think their chance should end after the show.
And I'm glad you said that too. But especially on the aspect of you saying that, you know, with Sam Cooke being your musical idol. If you ever get a chance to, there was a young cat that was on that show. He came in third place last season, from New Orleans by the name of Joshua Ledette.
Mm-hmm.
And this young brother, man, absolutely amazing. He's like a new age Sam Cooke.
Okay.
You know, he's like a new age Sam Cooke. And, you know, I just think that, and you're right, it's unfair because, to be honest with you, damn near every week when this cat was performing, he got a standing ovation by all three judges, damn near every week when he was performing. And he
and
came out on
Thursday. That's why I strayed away from
and,
that's
right.
why I can't.
Right, and you're right, and he came out third place.
So I really found that. It don't. And I really found that unusual, man, for that to happen. And just some of the reaction that Cash was saying about, all, you know, all he does is scream and things like that. I mean, come on, man. I mean, some of your most incredible and favorite rock bands, they scream, you know, and people still love their music. So that's really not what it's all about. But you're right.
But people
don't
understand soul music. You see what I'm saying? Like the question you asked. They don't understand soul music. Like, they don't get that that's part of what it is. Like, how can this dude, you know, a few years ago, I forget the dude's name, but he had all the gray hair. He ended up winning American Idol. He looked like he was 40-something years old.
Oh, you're talking about Taylor Hicks.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how does this kid that you're talking about be so good and not win, and that guy wins? That guy couldn't sing.
That's
so
real.
So that's
talk,
why,
man.
I just don't give. I can't pay attention to it.
That's,
you know,
real talk.
I'm gonna stay locked into what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So you know,
no
I can. You know, and I try to remain humble, and I have this argument with a lot of people who don't understand what singing is. Like just yesterday, I had an argument of Neo's voice compared to KC Haley's voice from Jodeci.
Right.
There's no argument there. There's just, you don't know music if you're telling me Neo can out-sing KC.
Two different styles.
It's two different, way too different styles, but we all know KC's an animal. You know what I'm saying? And I love Neo. You know what I'm saying? But when you really put it on the table, it's like, wow, man. Like, I've got the chance to open, you know, I've opened a few shows for Keith Sweat, KC and JoJo, Albie Shaw, all those shows, like the Ladies Night Out Tour. And, man, you want to talk about being in a room with a bunch of talent that's not out anymore?
Oh, man. I can understand that. Oh, yeah.
You know? But I love Neo. I love him.
But you know what? That's almost like people comparing Trey Songz to R. Kelly.
I would never. You can't. It's different. I'd put Neo and Trey Songz in the same category, but I wouldn't put R. Kelly in that same category.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
You know?
Not
you
at
can't
all.
Put Brian McKnight in that conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to stay away from that. You know, it's just, it's different, you know, it's different. It's just way different.
That's real. NDF Saturday, the hour show right now, D Slate, Dimitri D in the building with my man Bree getting it in with him right now. We're getting ready to kick off his hit joint featuring Young Jock with Drinks on Me. Bree, go ahead and introduce your song to everybody, bro.
What's going on, y'all? This is my new joint, first single off of Bronx Bridge Entertainment, Fontana Universal. Drinks on Me featuring Young Jock.
Let's go.
Shorty kinda nice, love the way your eyes are sending up on my eyes. That dress kinda tight, just how I like. You can see that cool body shape under the light. Yeah, she's so fly, baby so classy. We can be the perfect team if she get at me. She gon' see me coming cause the truth be flashy. She know I'm getting money so she ain't gotta ask. She know the drinks on me, you ain't gotta worry, I got it. Drinks on me, I fire up the bar, baby, the drinks on me. Pop bottles tonight. The drinks on me. No, I ain't hit you for free. The drinks on me. Trying to be a gent, trying to trying to get a home, guess I gotta pay the rent. But she's so worth it. Shawty stock don't fall. Shawty need a man who can fall.
That's why I'm perfect.
And I'ma be the one she calls when she need a little alcohol. She know the drinks on me. You ain't gotta worry, I got it.
Drinks on me.
I buy off the bar, baby.
The drinks on me.
Yeah, we can pop bottles tonight.
The drinks on me.
No, I ain't hitting for free.
The drinks on me.
Tell me how you seen her. Shouted with that white on white 2012 Beamer. Apple bottoms on the apple bum. Bonita, AKA Christian, the red bottoms Bonita. Dreamed about her all day. I'm a daydreamer. Let me be your financial Beamer. Treat you to these top shelf mango margarita. You say you want steak. Let me feed you this fajita. Leave your ass leaning like a dirty 2 liter. Purple rain in the speaker. Purple rain. She's a skeeter. Like a dirty 2 liter, purple rain in the speaker, purple rain.
You know the drinks on me, you ain't gotta worry, I got it.
Drinks on me,
I fire up the bar, baby.
The drinks on me,
yeah, we can pop bottles tonight.
The drinks on me,
no, I ain't hitting for free.
The drinks on me.
Getting it in, baby. Drinks on me. Drinks on everybody right here on Indie Up Saturday. My man Bree with the hit joint featuring Young Jock. Drinks on me. You already know how we do it. Indie Up Saturday. D Slate, Mitri D in the building. We got my man Bree in the building. Bree, what's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling, man. I just appreciate the love, man. We need more people like y'all.
Hey, it's hot, man. It's hot. I'm definitely feeling that, man. And I just want to say my last question for you, bro. You know, thinking about, you know, a lot of the artists, man, that are trying to be in this business, man, and a lot of the singers out there who's working hard right now to try to be try to make their dreams come true in music and just want to be great and you know, just want to be a star, want to be able to entertain people, man, and showcase their talent. For those singers and those artists who aren't exactly where you are right now, but trying to get to that point, just trying to be successful in general, what advice do you give them?
Well, I had to learn the hard way, you know, like, you can't, you got to sit, you got to listen, you know what I mean? You got to listen so that you can learn. You got to stay humble, because the only way to get it, like, you can't go out talking. The more you talk, the less people going to deal with you, you know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, staying focused and being humble, the more people want to, you know, really talk to you and touch you and get to know you. No matter how good you are, if you're too arrogant, you know, and you think you're already, you know, you think you're already there and stuff like that, you could be anywhere. You could be there. And if you're arrogant, you know, people are still going to be like, man, I can't mess with that dude. You know?
That's real.
So
that's real.
They can't mess with the person. They're really not going to mess with the product.
No doubt, bro. I just
want to say, stay humble. That's just the biggest thing I could probably say, you know.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Stay humble, especially to all the artists that are listening right now. And Bree knows, because he's in this business and he's very successful to the point to where he is right now and moving forward. So definitely make sure you guys take heed to what he's saying right now. Mitri D, you got any closing comments for Bree?
No, Bree, just keep doing what you're doing, man. The world is known. It's going to be a good thing for you. And the moment you finish all the other projects up, make sure you send us some of the good old music so we can get it, keep playing you on the air for us. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, you already know, man. I definitely appreciate that, yo.
And Bree, I want to say, man, as far as D-Slate, Mitri D, man, and the whole D-Hour
D-Hour Radio family, man. As far as we're concerned, you're no longer a guest, man. You're a family member now, man. And this is your home, man, the D-Hour Radio Network. And we can continue to keep supporting you, everything that you do, man. And definitely keep sending them hot, that hotness our way, man, so we can push it out there and let everybody know Bree is the new dude. You know what I'm saying? He's the new red bone soul. He's the new red bone soul. You know what I'm saying? He's the new red bone soul. So get ready for it. But, yeah, you got to keep to the crib now, man. You're definitely welcome. And you're definitely welcome to hang out with us and call in and kick it with us anytime, man. This is your crib now, man. And like I said, we're going to keep supporting you and everything that you do. You got any shout-outs right now you want to shout-out real quick, bro?
No, I just want to shout-out to the whole Bronx Bridge Entertainment team, Chris Brown, Lil Mo, Bobby Brown. We also got Walter McCarty, the ex-Boston Celtic, on our label. I mean, I just want to thank them for the love and support. Want to thank the D-Hour Show for the love and support. And
everybody else
in Boston who's been supporting me my whole career. Like, just shout-out to all them, man.
No doubt. As long as you done shout-out. As long as you didn't shout out them Patriots, man, I'm good with
And you know what? You know what? I'm gonna hit you on your Twitter, and I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna tell you the
and
score.
And that's real,
dude.
I like that though. That's real, dude. That's real. I like that though, bro. Hey, like I said,
I
man, we gonna definitely.
Last week I was doing it to Brian from Day 26 because he's from Houston.
Y'all whoop them cats like they stole some, man. For real.
Oh, you already know that's what we do. You know how it is over here. You know we get in. You know.
No doubt, Bree. Well, Bree, I want to say, man, it was a pleasure, and it was a true honor, man, to have you on the show with us tonight, bro. And you keep on doing what you're doing. We're gonna keep your music in rotation, man. We're gonna keep it going,
okay.
And definitely let the fans check it out and appreciate it. And I just want to say, man, again, it's a blessing and an honor to have you on the show with us tonight, man. You stay blessed, and you have a blessed night tonight, bro.
Y'all too, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, bro. Have a blessed one.
You too.
The Hour Show, NDF Saturday. That was my man, Bree, getting it in with us right here. You already know. Make sure you keep on supporting them and check them out, and keep on asking to play his single, Drinks on Me, on the The Hour Radio Network. Right now, I'm going to play a quick hit. When we come back, me and Mitri D got something we're going to talk about, man. I just got, I got some new news about the whole Shorty Low, baby. Oh, my goodness. When y'all hear this, y'all going to be like, D, what the hell is you talking about? Here we go. Got it here for you guys. This is my man right here, Jeff Hendrick. We had him on the show a while back, man. He got some incredible music, man. And to go into the whole atmosphere of Saturday, this is Jeff Hendrick's joint Saturday, one of my favorites. Right here, The Hour Show. Let's go.
Saturday. Getting it in Saturday, baby. You already know NDF Saturday. D Slate, Michi D in the building. My man Jeff Hendrick with Saturday. You already know how we do it for the fit-ins. All the independent up-and-coming artists hits popping off like that. Michi D, how's your weekend starting off, bro?
Yo, it's going great, man. It's going great. You know, chilling out here in Las Vegas. I actually got a chance to take something off my bucket list.
Well, I got to say my weekend is starting off absolutely fantastic. Amazing. Amazing. I went out and checked out the movie Mama. Hey, amazing movie. And when I say amazing, oh, you know what I'm talking about. Amazing movie. Yeah, my weekend is starting off absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me get y'all the business. Here we go. Breaking news, again, from EvanGregory.com. Network bidding war starts for Shorty Lowe's reality show, Oh My Baby Mama. Here we go.
That's crazy, yo.
Shorty Lowe, the rapper with 11 kids and 10 baby mamas, vows to resurrect his canceled reality show, telling TMZ he's already getting multiple offers after Oxygen pulled the plug earlier this week. Oxygen decided to scrap the project before it ever aired after parents groups complained that the show titled All My Baby Mamas would glorify an unresponsible lifestyle. Now, Shorty tells us he's actively shopping the show to other networks, and he's already gotten a few bites, explaining there are offers on the table. After the criticism, Shorty says, I take pride in having been actively present in all my children's lives, and I understand my family doesn't represent the typical American family, but it's my family, and it works for us.
That's crazy.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's the business.
How can you...
That's the business.
10 baby mamas. I mean, wait. 11 kids, 10 baby mamas. And, again, I don't care what you're saying. All of us being one happy family ain't working, yo. You know what I mean, cuz?
No, that's real. That's real,
okay.
Man, look.
Go ahead.
You know what? I mean, I talked about this before, man, and I really don't know, you know, what the business is with that, and you know, and I agree, man. That's not great television, people. And I'm just gonna say it like that. That's not great television. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he says that, you know, that's not the typical family, and you know, that's his family, and it works for them, and that's cool. But you know, we gotta be real about it, man. We really gotta be real about it. And you know, you're gonna be on television, man, and you know, kids are gonna be watching TV and young adults and different things like that. And I agree with some of the parents, and you don't want to put that out there, you know, making people believe that that's an okay lifestyle. You know, and I think that's what it boils down to.
True.
You know, you don't want people thinking that that's an okay lifestyle. So,
man,
and I think that's what the issue is.
And you know, but like we said, everything in the world now is all about drama and big business, man.
Exactly.
You're willing to do a reality show where the camera is following around all these baby mamas and airing out their pretty much their dirty laundry, because you know you can't have a good reality, you can't have a reality show without a little bit of drama, you know, where somebody actually going to say something that really pissed somebody else off in the show, regardless of what you know, regardless of, even though they say it's reality TV, but most of the stuff is still scripted anyway, you know?
And I get it, man. You know, and I'm with Mitri. Shorty Lowe is probably a stand-up guy, and I'm not knocking him or his baby mama, and definitely not his kids, because his kids are probably wonderful kids.
Definitely. But I think the consensus, you know, I think what everybody is getting at is, I think what everybody is thinking is that it's not, that's not the kind of lifestyle that you want to present to young adults. You know what I'm saying? You don't want young adults thinking that that's an okay lifestyle. You know, you want them to be a little bit more responsible. So, you know, you don't want them thinking that's an okay lifestyle. And I think that's what the consensus is, and that's why everybody is reacting to this whole situation the way they are. You know, because I got to go with the parents, because I'm a parent myself, and I don't want my child thinking that that's an okay lifestyle.
I feel you on that, because, you know, I can't even talk. You know,
I mean, it's a real, yeah, I mean, it's a real lifestyle.
You all right, D? You're Slate. Okay. We done lost each other?
I mean, like I was saying, I mean, it's a real lifestyle, but, you know, you just really don't want to promote that kind of lifestyle to young adults.
Definitely.
So, but I just want, we're in the closing time right now, ladies and gentlemen. India Saturday, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We had an incredible time. Big ups to my man Stingray, Chi-Town baby in the building. Big ups to my man Bree for joining us on India Saturday tonight. Make sure you guys check them out on Twitter, Facebook, and look them up. Check out their music. Keep requesting their music on the D-Hour Radio Network. You already know, keep tuning into us every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. We get it in for you guys as always. Michi, what you want to say to the peeps?
Well, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. You know, is without y'all, we really wouldn't have a show, because, you know, we need y'all music, y'all ears, you know, to keep us going. And, hey, D, I know real quick, you know, we need to do you remember Proposition Joe off of The Wire, right?
Do I remember who now?
Remember The Wire, right? You remember the TV show The Wire?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I heard about that. I know what you were about to say.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to do, you know, a nice little moment before we actually falling out of the building, and, you know, send our condolences to his family and everything. For those that didn't hear, you know, Proposition Joe from The Wire, Robert Chu, he passed away Thursday. You know, he had heart failure while, you know, he passed in his sleep, so he really didn't have any pain. But, you know, he had heart failure while he was sleeping. So, you know, we want to send our condolences out to his family. And so, if everybody just give a little quick moment of silence for him.
And, yeah, let's do a quick moment of silence.
Because, you know, we all love The Wire, so let's go ahead and give it to him real quick before we fall out the building.
No doubt.
All right, so we'll catch y'all next Saturday. We love y'all listening. We love all the listeners. We love all the music that we get. So be safe on my be safe as time goes up. And meet you, D, out the building. I love you to death. One for me, D Slate.
No doubt. We in this to win this. You already know the Overridden Baka Radio. Keep it popping, y'all. Bring the butter, because we're going to bring it again next time. D Slate, meet you, D. Hey, we'll see y'all next time. Enjoy your Saturday night.
Why?
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.